It's Alexis, and you heard right, I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
We still have those t-shirts available and those hoodies that say Ace would have wanted it that way. And we said from the very beginning that they're limited edition, so they will be going away soon. We don't know how soon, but it's getting close to time where they will not be available anymore. So we got other things planned, and we're not trying to have too many balls in the air at one time, as business cliches go. So if you want that Ace would have wanted it that way t-shirt or hoodie, then go to tjriggins.com. You'll see all the information there about how to get it. Get it. Now, we talked about this a little bit the other day, but who do y'all think falls in love faster on average, men or women?
Men.
Women.
Women.
They've done a couple of stories about how men fall in love a lot faster than women do, but I don't believe it. I believe it's skewed. Mm-hmm. Because how do they test it? That's what I want to know. How can they test other than just asking?
Right. And people lying.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And is a man going to say, oh, she fell in love with me a lot sooner than I fell in love with her. Mm-hmm. Is a man seriously going to tell a surveyor that? And will a woman seriously tell a surveyor that? Absolutely a woman will. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah, because both of them are going to answer in a way to make the man seem submissive to the woman every time.
Right.
Just like men saying, I don't want to get in trouble at home, mm-hmm. Like that.
Yeah.
Or, that's my better half. I outkick my coverage. Always saying stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So there's no way a guy is going to say, she fell in love with me before I did her.
Well, maybe
in a survey,
in the privacy of the survey, I would say that 100%.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it in front of her, but yeah, if it was a private conversation, I'm like, oh, she definitely fell in love with me.
Yeah.
And well, you wouldn't worry about the person who's doing the survey judging you, Riggins?
Oh, no.
Even though you don't know them?
No.
I bet you would.
You think?
Yeah, you always worry about, you don't ever want to make people think badly about you. You'll say whatever. You always say that. I tell people what they want to hear.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
And they want to hear the guy saying, I'm less than she is.
Yeah. I have a lot of experience in this area because I do have a lot of girlfriends. And I think that is totally wrong. I think it's always, 9 times out of 10, it's the girl first.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I know, crazy to say, but I mean, that's all I hear.
Well, women are more about their feelings and they're more emotional and I'm saying that as a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know, God made women that way. Mm-hmm. And I love it.
Yeah.
It's not saying that in a bad way, but this is, I think, just another way to make it seem like, that the traditions and the norms of society are wrong. So all this time you thought women were the ones falling in love fastest, but it's not. It's the men.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah.
They do. I just read another survey. It was like, men crave romance more than women. It's like, say what? What? Yeah, they won't let, mm-hmm. they won't tell any of that stuff.
Like this headline I saw the other day about these men going to group cuddle parties, and it said, redefining masculinity. No.
Sorry.
You're just feminine. You're men doing feminine things. It's not a new masculinity.
Yeah.
A cuddle party for dudes?
Yeah,
that's the new masculine.
What are you talking about?
Get out of here.
Come on.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Lily and Grace offers a wide range of furniture, accessories, light fixtures, fabrics, gifts, as well as custom creations and renovations. Visit the truly stunning boutique online at tjriggins.com/LG or in person at their store in Mooresville, North Carolina. Experience high-quality products, exclusive designs, and timeless style at Lily and Grace. You need to plan your visit today to see the unmatched selection of items. They can help you transform your home into the perfect living space. Learn more at tjriggins.com/LG.
TJ Riggins Prime Plus members get all of the shows commercial free, plus a segment called Extra Extra Funny, all for the low, low price of $4.99 a month or $54.89 for a 12-month subscription. Sign up at the Media Center at tjriggins.com.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
A couple of fashion things here. Miss Riggins will have more information on the Academy Awards coming up in Now Trending in a few minutes. But this guy was wearing white Crocs, and he was fishing out on some rocks in Florida, and he slipped. And when he fell into the water, he fell right on top of the tail of a shark. Now, since it's Florida, I'm going to, it doesn't say in the story what type of shark it was, but I'm going to assume a bull shark because they're the most prevalent, I think, in Florida. So a bull shark, and he landed on the tail part of it. And then when the shark swung around to get a bite out of him, he managed to miss because of the exact spot that the guy landed was the perfect spot he could have to keep from getting bitten. And he got back around, got his body turned around and back onto the rocks while the shark was nipping at him.
Oh. Lucky guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether the Crocs made him slip or what, but
yeah, it's not the ideal footwear for a rocky beach.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere with water, Crocs are not appropriate.
And then the other fashion thing is diesel jeans at a fashion show being worn so low that it's accenting plumber's crack. Mm. Like that's the new thing on the runway. And men and women wearing low-cut jeans but with no draws so you can see the butt crack of them.
Oh, no.
What is that? Does any woman find that attractive on a guy, his butt crack sticking out? I don't care
if he's a male model. Do women find it attractive for a woman? Because they had it on the women, too.
Well, guys might.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do they? Would you like that, Riggins? You look at that and go, ooh, I see her butt crack.
I wouldn't want to be going out to a restaurant with a girl with her butt crack showing. But if I see it on TV, I'm like, oh, that's kind of hot.
If it's not like in your space.
Don't do it. I don't want to go anywhere with it. Yeah. But I don't know. If she's super hot enough, I might be okay with it. She's like, this is the style. I'm like, all right, I trust you. It's embarrassing, though.
But all the ones in the article where they had a little video of on the runway, they were really, really skinny men.
Skinny guys?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think, I think it depends on how you look, how your body is. Mm-hmm.
But is that one of those things, Lindsay, that they do just for the runway and all that to get attention? Like, that's not really going to come out into the general public.
Right. It never does. Mm-hmm. Never. They're like, this is going to be a hot trend. No, it's not.
I could do that any day.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
But I can't stand, and this is old guy me, I can't stand for my pants to fall down to where they feel loose on my waist. I just can't stand it. And I watch, and it's not even young guys. It's millennials. Some of them close to 40. Tugging at their pants all the time because they've slipped down and they wear them down just above their butt crack.
Mm. I'd rather them super tight than to just hang.
So you wear yours sagging like they used to say sagging. You don't do it on purpose, Riggins?
I don't. They just happen to do that. I guess I don't have a big enough butt.
Yeah, you gotta have like a little.
Have some.
How does Kyle wear his pants? He's 40. Has he?
Yeah, he. I would say normal. I mean, just. Yeah, he's never tugging at him.
Okay, he wear them above his belly button with suspenders.
Oh, I was trying to think above his belly button.
Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
That's what I picture. Kyle wearing pants above his belly button like with suspenders. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So the Oscars happened last night. It is the top trending topic. Anora won Best Picture. I have not seen that one, but I hear it's great. It must be. It won the biggest award of the night. The other contenders in that field were like Dune 2. Oh. Dune 2.
Really?
And the Brutalist. Adrian Brody won Best Actor for a movie called The Brutalist.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't think it has to be good to win.
You don't?
I don't think none of those in that category are good.
I know. I was trying to think of the movies I did see last year. And it wasn't a lot. I didn't see a lot of movies, but definitely didn't see anything that was
good.
Nothing.
Academy. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Maybe
the Academy Awards means nothing.
Yeah, but it's fun to watch the people get so disappointed. Like Timothy Chalamet. He was in that Bob Dylan biopic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was going on this press tour saying, I worked for 5 years, and I'll be honest, it was the hardest thing I've ever done. Mm-hmm. He just looked like he was about to cry when he wasn't called up there to win his little award.
Bless him.
Timothée Chalamet.
Mm-hmm.
But the Razzies also happened. That's like the Oscars for bad movies and bad actors. And Francis Ford Coppola won Worst Director for his movie Megalopolis or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
And he's one of the greatest ever.
And he said something about he was glad he won it.
Yeah, he seemed to be enjoying the attention. I don't know.
What is that movie about?
It was weird, like a weird sci-fi movie, but it had every major star in it. It had a ton of people, and everybody just said it was an awful movie.
Oh, well.
But he's the director of The Godfather. You know, he's one of the greatest directors ever.
Yeah, so he don't care. He's laughing at the bank.
Yeah, I think he's got that wine business. He's making plenty of money.
Zoe Saldana won Best Supporting Actress for that movie about the trans cartel, drug cartel, kingpin person.
I saw a picture of her too.
She was crying. She's so pretty. I did see a video of her crying.
Yeah.
They said she does that a lot when she wins awards.
Yeah.
Fake crying is what they said. I don't know if that's true.
I just think she looks adorable in that giant white puffer jacket. In that commercial.
Yeah. I think she's so pretty.
Isn't that hers? Does an AT&T commercial or something in a giant white puffer jacket looking like the Michelin man?
Yeah. Because no one would look that good in that.
But seriously, I can't wait to see that movie. From what I understand, it is fantastic.
Really?
Emily Perez, the one about the trans drug cartel. It's a musical on top of that.
So. Oh.
All the things.
Double whammy.
All of the things.
Wow. It's quite a movie, it sounds
yummy,
like.
Yummy, yummy.
Musical trans cartel. Perfect.
And today's National Soup It Forward Day. So, pass on some joy by the bowlful is how they describe it. I don't know. What does that even mean? Pass it on by the bowlful. Soup it forward. Don't unexpectedly show up at somebody's door with a bunch of soup. I don't think they're going to appreciate it very much. Mm-hmm. Here's a bunch of soup I made for you.
I would not.
Depends on what kind of soup, I guess.
Yeah.
And who made it.
Exactly. Yeah. People are sketched out by that nowadays.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be.
The news came out over the weekend that, what's his name? The actor that died, Gene Hackman, and his wife who passed away, they had been dead for over a week before authorities found them, or before that employee found them through the window. Said, the actor has passed away on the floor. So they said it was about a week, and they did find the bodies partially mummified, I think. So still an open investigation about what happened.
Well, they were able to look at his pacemaker and see when it stopped.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And people said
that. So even I could do that detective work.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That is true.
Time of death. Got it.
Yeah.
It's right here.
Mm-hmm.
So there was an interesting story out about kids' birthdays. One woman has set the internet on fire with her opinions. We'll see if you agree next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So this woman has set the internet on fire with her opinion about her kid's birthday. Now, it's been a minute since I've been to a lot of kids' birthdays, but I know Lindsay goes to a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, TJ, you went to plenty when you were raising your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what this woman said. Call me crazy, but any parent who has more than one child at home will understand my stance on this. And they'll understand why I ask people who are attending my son's birthday, who's going to be 7 next week, that when they show up with a gift, I kindly ask that you bring one for my 5-year-old son as well, so he doesn't feel left out. I'm not demanding that they do this, of course. I think it's just being polite and having manners. Anyone with more than one child at home would do the same. When my husband and I are invited to a dinner party, we're not typically asked to bring a dish or a bottle of wine, but we do because that's just traditional etiquette. Most kids don't understand birthdays as an individual celebration. They just see their sibling or friend getting a gift. And of course, the first thing that comes to their mind is, where's mine?
Oh my God.
So I refuse to have my child feel left out, which is why my husband and I politely ask that when you show up to the party with a gift for our son, please bring another for his younger brother. Obviously, we can't make anyone. It would just be less of a headache for everybody if they did. Yeah. It's just the right thing to do.
Right.
Oh my God. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
That's the craziest
if
thing.
If you want to get your other
gift, you go pay for gifts for your other kid if you that's what you want.
Yeah.
And also, it's a terrible analogy. When you go to somebody's house for dinner, you take a bottle of wine or whatever, even though they don't ask.
Yeah.
You don't take a gift for the husband and the wife and the kids.
Right.
You don't just walk in bearing gifts for everybody. You take a hostess gift or a host gift or whatever you call it, and that will suffice because that's what the traditions are.
Yeah.
You know, it's not traditional for everybody to bring your other kid's gifts to a birthday party.
Right. No. What a psycho.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that comes to their mind is, where's mine? That might be true, but what a great moment.
To teach them.
Yeah. And she says, they don't understand that birthdays are an individual celebration. Okay. Maybe not. Well, that's what you tell them.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you talking about?
And we just went through this with my son because he doesn't understand why can't he have a gift. He's three, you know. And I just got him a little something. I mean, just because that, I know people are going to be upset by that because not everyone gets an award, you know. But I just got him a little something just to keep him like quiet. Yeah.
Yeah. And to understand, you don't get as much as she's getting because it's not your birthday. On your birthday, you see, this is what's called an opportunity to be a parent.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So this lady should have her kids taken away.
Yeah, it's time.
She only put part of that in the email that went to the other parents that are attending the birthday party. She actually wrote out this whole thing for the internet, but to send that to other parents who kind, and she's like, well, I said kindly.
I would not.
And I said, please do. It's not an obligation, but I wouldn't either. No. This person is nuts.
Nuts.
That person's a nut job. Mm-hmm.
We will not be attending that one.
Yeah. And I love that she says they don't know. They don't understand. Right. Because they're five.
Yeah.
That's why you got to teach. They probably also don't know how to use the oven.
How did no one write back to her and say that, though? Any of the other moms?
Maybe they did. She just didn't choose to share.
It's not our responsibility.
Yeah.
And I love that she's trying to come across like, you guys understand. Everybody understands. This
We're cool, right?
This is right.
And this is the right thing to do.
Yeah. The entire internet is now dumping on her head.
Well, yeah, as they should.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, I wouldn't allow my kids to be friends with her kids anymore.
No.
And I wouldn't let them go over there and be under her supervision.
No. Timmy moved. Sorry.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So make sure you listen to the new edition of TJ and Jody's House today. It will go online, or it drops, as the kids say, at around noon Eastern. That'll be really something. Woo! And something else at that. Mm-hmm. And you can still go get your bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth and anything else you want to get on there. You know, they are talking now. The guy that is the Cozy Earth representative that wanted me to be an influencer, endorser for them. When he went back to the other people at Cozy Earth, his bosses, and said, he said he would only do it if he could get a bigger discount for his listeners than other influencers. So the biggest they normally give is 40. So if you use TJ when you check out or whatever you're buying on Cozy Earth, you'll get 41% discounted. And they gave him crap about it. But now his higher ups, his bosses at Cozy Earth, are congratulating him, telling him what a great move that was, because there's so much been going on selling wise. So
And you're about to get another sale, because I came back from my trip, and guess where my bubble cuddle blanket was? In my daughter's room.
She stole it?
Stole it.
Did your husband give it to her?
Oh no. She dragged it up to her room, put it on her bed.
Okay.
She's about to get one herself, because you ain't taking mine.
A spanking is what you're
spanking.
That's what she's about to get.
Mm-hmm. Spank her with that blanket. Uh-huh. So just go to tjriggins.com/deals and then use the code TJ when you check out on whatever you're getting on Cozy Earth, and you get that big discount, 41%. I got a hot take that the people are not going to like. This is talking about the Academy Awards last night. Samuel L. Jackson has one Oscar nomination in well over 100 films. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor in Pulp Fiction in 1994, and he lost. So he has not won an Oscar except for he received an Academy Honorary Award in 2021. So why is that surprising? Samuel L. Jackson is not that great of an actor.
Yeah, right. I guess not.
He's not.
Yeah.
He's funny sometimes. He's, mm-hmm. he's, you know, you like him in these movies and all that, but rarely is he a good actor.
Mm-hmm. I never thought about it like that.
So there's your hot take. Take it and have it hot.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, Lindsay, when you went back for your alumni reunion dance thing for the dance team at East Carolina University over the weekend, were you the only one? All right, how many of them there that danced for the college dance team went on to be pro like you did?
Maybe one other one.
And was she there this weekend?
I'm sorry. Three. So there was they were all there. One is a current honeybee.
Okay.
One danced with me. Mm-hmm. And then one was the inaugural Hornets season. So 1989.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So honeybee is what the Charlotte Hornets dance team is called, the honeybees.
Yes.
Lindsay was a Charlotte Bobcats dancer called Lady Cats, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was when they went from being the Hornets to the Bobcats, and then now they're back to the Hornets. Mm-hmm. She was there when they were the Bobcats. So did the rest of them look at y'all like y'all think y'all are something? You know, were they catty about y'all?
No, not to our faces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were they like, oh yeah, they think they're going to get it faster than everybody else because they're pro.
I mean, I think we might have, though. No, but no, I think it was great because the inaugural, so the one that was the inaugural season for the Hornets, she's, you know, quite a bit older, mm-hmm. but she's doing the Hornets alumni game next weekend.
Oh, wow.
And I'm missing it because I'll be on a trip, but yeah, so I don't know. It's cool to see that, though.
And how old is she?
I'm trying to think. So she's got to be, I mean,
you said it was 1989?
In 1989, and she was, let's say, 24 at the time. So, whatever math that's mathing, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Because, she's older than I am then.
Uh-huh.
Because in 1989, I was 20.
Right. So, okay, mm-hmm. so she's probably close to 60, yeah.
Wow, so I could still get out there and do it.
Heck
then.
Yeah.
Sure.
Come on, I'll teach you some moves. Yeah. Maybe you can teach me some moves. I don't know. I don't know.
This woman's doing alumni dances every week.
Yeah. She's like those women that run marathons every weekend.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. She did say, though, since this was the 40th anniversary of the ECU dance team, that this was her last one. She just wanted to do this one. And
Pirate for life, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll never stop dancing.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Today's National Anthem Day. It's the day commemorating the day that the United States adopted the Star Spangled Banner as our national anthem. I know TJ is making a face. I know you wish it was, what was the anthem?
America the Beautiful.
America the Beautiful. Also mm-hmm. a great song.
Yeah, I think that's more, should be our national anthem as a song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On mm-hmm. Saturday, the WWE held an Elimination Chamber event. And it was done in Canada, and the Canadians booed our national anthem loudly while the mm-hmm. young woman was singing it.
Right.
Yeah.
And she was great. She sang it beautifully. And I'm surprised if people are booing you that hardcore, That's already a tough song to sing. She was not affected
that
by
it. That is so mean.
It was so rude.
I would cry.
That's what ended up getting their hockey team beaten to a pulp that first night when they played the Americans in hockey last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they booed our national anthem, and then our players went out there and just started beating their faces.
Good.
They like immediately, as soon as the game started, they like ripped their gloves off. We're like, we're fighting now.
I'm not big into the fights, but that is deserved.
See them throw down. Yeah. I think Canada ended up winning that tournament.
Didn't they?
But U.S. beat them in that first game that night. Okay. And then they ended up beating the U.S. again to win the,
good.
The tournament.
You're better at hockey. Of course.
Yeah, like who cares? Right, right. You can skate.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to know our guys beat up your guys. Like, that's what's important to me.
Or I would just like them to know that you wouldn't even have the free time to play hockey or the freedom to do so if it weren't for us.
That's right.
Correct. You're welcome.
Get it together.
Mm-hmm.
Watch your mouth.
You stinking Canadians.
Mm-hmm. Boo again. See what?
Take them.
Boo again.
Take them, Trump.
And then South Carolina.
They're really big for their britches when they wouldn't even be able to eat if it weren't for us.
Yes. Good point.
Yeah, you expect it at the WWE, but not at the hockey.
I wouldn't even expect it at the WWE.
Yeah, I wish some of our wrestlers would have gone into the crowd and started beating people up. Get John Cena out there.
Well, they did say that Pat McAfee put on quite a show defending America.
Oh, good. In his tank top?
Yeah. Just don't get to see him enough.
Yeah, exactly. And the much sadder news, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster declared a state of emergency yesterday due to all the, I think there's 150, 160 wildfires, South Carolina, Georgia, I think parts of North Carolina as well. So it's said gusty winds and extra dry conditions have led to this. So praying for all those people that are affected by this, specifically in Myrtle Beach. A lot of people affected by that. What are we doing now? Oh, we got something incredible coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins was telling us earlier about getting together for a bros weekend with his bros. Bros being his actual brothers, his two older brothers, and that's coming up. And so you've already lost excitement about it because of the planning that they're putting into it and that you're having to be involved with and all that.
Yeah.
So right now, what do you think the odds are that it actually happens at this point?
Like 20%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me so sad.
No, we'll see. I was excited until I had to get on a conference call at 2 p.m. To discuss the details.
Right in the middle of the day, too.
Yeah, like, I was just like, I don't want to do that.
But it's your brothers. I mean, it's not like Adam asked you to get on a conference call, you know, our manager.
Right, that would be awful.
Well, I actually think that might be better because it is about work. Something else, a little more, you know.
Yeah. It's like going out of your way to make it less fun. It's like, I don't know. They're not like a spontaneous, nor am I.
But it was just your middle brother that did that.
Yeah.
The other one was hanged over and couldn't even participate.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he was awful.
So you just tell Kevin, just chill.
Does he want your opinion on where to stay or what to do or both?
I don't think they were looking for my input in any meaningful way. I think it was sort of them to discuss it.
Okay.
But my middle brother had sent over a bunch of Airbnbs and hotels that we could look at.
But the thing about it is, in Kevin, your middle brother's defense, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, I understand.
Truth.
Yeah. Well, then do it and don't involve me. Yeah. It's like, you're not doing it. You're asking me to do it.
But if you complain about where he goes.
I know. I mean, then you'd be the Sour Patch Kid. So I just keep my mouth shut, like most things.
But if you go and you let them plan everything and all that, and then there is something that's not to your liking, you won't say anything? You won't gripe about it?
No, because that's not fair. If I wasn't involved in the planning process, you can't then come and just poo-poo the whole party. That's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, will they still beat you up at y'all's ages?
Sure, move the furniture. Yeah, they're always down to throw. I can pin you right now. That's like, I swear, like every Christmas and Thanksgiving, somebody's moving the coffee table so that we can get down on the floor. And
I love three brothers.
It's crazy.
It's precious.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just have one brother. He's a lot older. He's 4.5 years older than I am.
Would he pin you?
No, Lord, no.
No.
No, I'd tear him up. Yeah. And if he did, he knows I'd get him back when he wasn't looking about an hour and a half, 2 hours later.
Yeah.
Maybe even the next time I see him.
Yeah.
You know, you never know.
You never know.
Yeah. I'm a vengeful person.
Sure. Gotta be.
But he'll know it's coming. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.